halftime is over, Garth. He's over enjoying a nice dinner, and he needs to. He worked long, hard hours at Gateway Tire. We've got the Rebels who pulled out a big win the other night, 2-point victory over the Brentwood Bruins in a hotly contested ball game. Raptors kind of a little trouble this year. They're 3-5, coached by Patrick Whitlock. We're going to have starting lineups here for you in just a moment. Appreciate everybody tuning in tonight on AM 950. It's a dreary, kind of a nasty looking January night, but hey, it's January. It's not supposed to be pretty. Big crowd here tonight at Franklin. It is jam-packed. The Franklin student section looks like a Hawaiian luau over there. Everybody's got on a Hawaiian shirt. If I'd have known, I'd have worn my Hawaiian shirt tonight. Garth, now that you're back, aren't you glad I didn't wear my Hawaiian shirt, my bathing suit tonight to fit in with all the kids over there?
Well, we know your heart's in Hawaii.
Well, no, it's not even, no. It's a lot of fun times.
Yeah.
A lot of fun times in Hawaii, but not going back. Okay, starting lineup for the Ravenwood Raptors, coached by Patrick Whitlock from Memphis, Tennessee. Out of the gate, first of all, is number 5, Rex Gaynor. He's a junior. He's a guard. Also number 12, Chase Siebert, forward. He's a senior. Also number 22, Trevor Andrews, grandson of Curry Andrews. And number 30 will be Reagan Carlson. Last but not least, the big one himself, Sterling Craig, senior, 6'8". Big kid in the lineup here.
He's going to get a full dose of Ashari Haynesworth tonight.
Ashari Haynesworth's going to lean on him like a bad dream tonight. Woo. Franklin Rebels come out as sophomore. Matt Thurman coming out tonight for the Rebels. Also, great job there. Good job tonight, Miss Jazz Harmon. Also, number 4 is Reed Kemp for the Rebels. Also, number 2 is Ashari Haynesworth. Number 10, Jordan McGraw. Last but not least, number 3, Reese Glover, 5'10 guard, hot shooting guard for the Rebels. Coached by Darren Joins for the Rebels. Assistant coaches Justin Anderson and Matt Davenport. Going to have a tip off here. I'll give that gentleman an official knuckle sandwich. We're ready to go.
For the Matthews Team Sports, we'll be having Mariska Harris at halftime.
Very good. I'll interview her and give you a night off on that one. I got several questions because I gave her a hard time last night about her dancing ability.
She is staying at our request.
Fantastic. Well, not that mess with her kids. Sterling Craig, big tall man, gets a jump. Rebels get the ball. Raptors get the ball. Raptors in black tonight with red numerals with gold trim. Rebels come out tonight in those 1960 uniforms. Foul's called. Jump ball.
The ball's got to go over.
Matter of fact, the Rebels wearing uniforms like Bobby Langley did 50 years ago. Maroon short shorts. They are short. White jerseys with maroon trim. Bobby Langley, Garth, 50 years ago this week scored 69 points. 69 points in a ballgame right here in Franklin Gym. 40 in the fourth quarter at 40 points in 8 minutes.
You know, one thing that Franklin has done a phenomenal job is doing is recognizing the former players back from years ago.
Yes.
And Coach Jones was telling me Monday that they asked these former players to come and speak before the games.
That works out well. Jordan Bruce in his spot, and he misses. Rebound. Andrews saw the timeline. He draws a foul. It's going to be on number 3, Reese Glover. Reese Glover had a good ball game the other night at Brentwood. Didn't score a lot of points. Played under control, dished it out, got the assist, played defense, and just absolutely aggravated Brentwood front court. Just drove them crazy. And that's a great asset if you can do that. Reagan Carlson on the drive down the right baseline. Goes in. Send Craig off the top of the rim. Not close. Rebound. Rebels going from left to right on the radio dial. Ball tipped out of bounds. Good movement that time by Rex Gaynor, number 5, the junior. As we said, the Raptors in black tonight with red and gold trim. Rebels in deep maroon shorts and white top. About a visualized jerseys 50 years ago, and that's what they got on tonight.
You got that right.
Haynesworth down the right wing to Glover. Thought about it. 3. Kicks it in the Thurman. Give it go. And he's body slammed by Craig.
That's a thing of bumper cars is what that was.
That was a demolition derby. That's Sterling Craig's first one. That's what it looked like.
Boing, boing.
Pinball machine. Pinball wizard. Reed Kemp, what a ball game he had on the night at Brentwood. Taking out underneath the Rebels basket. Gets it in now to Haynesworth down the right wing in front of Raptors bench. Jump back. Reese Glover. First 3 of the night. They got the hot air number 3 balloon across the way.
Can't give him that much room.
He made that from 24 feet. Man, it's stealing by Kemp. Here they come quickly to Kemp. to Reese Glover. He's double-teamed, drives it, and kicks it back out front to Jordan Bruce. Sort of out of control. He's going to shoot tonight. Kicks in right wing. Jordan Bruce at his spot. Ashari Hainsworth way out front. Transfer from Centennial. Matt Thurman down the left wing. Woo! Tight roping is Glover, and he tight ropes it out of bounds. 3-0 is our score, 6-minute mark. Ross Bowling on the color for us tonight. Gateway Tire, 771-7080. Like we told him before, 22 set tires of 24 years. Brother Garth, you guys are treated right. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, Stormy. A lot of kids. Everybody.
A lot of kids and a lot of cars. Yeah. 6-minute mark, 3-0, Rebels up. Reese Glover's got scoring tonight. Tanner kicks it back out. 1-3-1 zone being employed by the Rebels. Darren Jones, especially. Trevor Andrews to Gainer. Shot. Good. They're tied at 3. Rex Gainer has just a knuckleball. I don't know how else to describe it.
Well, that's exactly what it is. But you give an open look, and he'll knock it down.
He will knock it down. He'll take your money. And Hainsworth off the glass and scores.
Great pass.
Hainsworth, excellent position. Sterling Craig spun around with it. Where'd he go? 5-3 is our score. Rebels up. It's cross-court pass to Gainer. He's double-teamed out front. Get the ball moved down the left wing. Rebels pressure him all the way out. Cross goes in to Craig. Goes up strong. He scores. Sterling Craig, right place, right time, good position. Big boy's got to have a big night tonight. He needs to be in way double figures. Thurman down the left wing. Glover step back, fall away. Jordan F. for 2. Wow. Fall away jumper, 5'9". Kid takes dead aim.
Wait a minute.
Good no look. Wow, and over the back fouls, Hainsworth. Craig goes in for the...
Look who's entering the game, Stormy. You're going to be surprised.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Okay. We'll see. Jiggle out of Sterling.
Oh, you're going to be surprised on this one.
He's good. Craig's got 3.
Finley Long.
Finley Long is back. Bless his heart. Back from injury protocol.
Standing ovation from the Franklin crowd.
And the Ravenwood crowd.
Yep.
Kid's been in injury protocol. Good to see him back. Fine young man. He accepted the role as a manager early in the year until he recovers from his injury. Glover from 3. Downtown. Great Caesars. Goes. Fall away. Left wing. He's got, I know he's got 2 threes.
He's got 2 threes and a 2.
My math would be that would be 8.
Good
back door
touch.
Reagan Carlson, and he calls for walking. Shuffle that foot, looks like me and Dance last. Too many left feet. Franklin Ball takes over up 10-6. 4-minute mark. WAKM AM 950, game of the week. Appreciate y'all tuning in tonight.
You know, Finley Long was a really good shooter last year.
Oh, just a great defensive player, too. All around great kid. Reese Glover across the timeline, guarded by Chase Siebert. Gets it in the Thurman up, give and go to Conker Walken. He didn't have control. Good call. Good call. Chase Siebert, nice defensive effort there. Calls the turnover for the Raptors. 3:40 mark to go, first quarter. Mariska Harris is our Matthews team sport guest. Shot from the wing, no good. Thurman on the rebound. Here come the Rebels. Glover across the timeline, goes in, steps back. Doesn't get that one. Craig on the rebound. Well, he's a big kid.
He certainly is.
Across the timeline.
He doesn't use that size to his advantage, though.
Not near enough. Good ball movement out front. The number 15 is Connor English. And foul's called. Hainsworth is 2 on him.
Yes, it is.
Reagan Carlson over there right in the middle of the luau. Bevin's in, number 20 for the Rebels. That's Connor Bevin. He's a senior. He's 6'5". Ball's kicked out of bounds. Try it again. Guy to our right is shouting a lot of instructions for the Raptors. Good ball moved down the right wing. Back to Gainer for 3. Front rim didn't get that one to go. Finley Long almost on the rebound. Glad to see him back, Garth.
Yeah, me too. That's why I knew you'd be excited to see him come back in.
Atif Williams checking in for Reagan Carlson for the Raptors.
Reese Glover's getting some treatment from the trainer down there. I didn't realize he'd come out injured.
I didn't see it either. McGraw's in for him, number 12 for the Rebels. Jacob McGraw, shot.
Oh, Sterling Craig.
Where'd that come from?
Boy, that's the truth.
Nice shot. About a 16-footer. Nailed it. Nailed it from the right wing. Didn't know he had that kind of range. Beautiful
I didn't
shot.
Either. I've not seen him shoot that shot.
Reed Kemp goes up. Craig on the block. Kemp gets the rebound. Steps out of bounds. Reed Kemp had the game of a century last Tuesday night at Brentwood. Had 10 points. three seals in less than 90 seconds. And it was the game changer.
It was that.
There he goes in. And he used that big elbow, cleared him out, and they called him for a foul. Coming in for Tony Craig is 33. That will be Houston Chapman. He's a senior. Give up some size difference there.
Sure are.
About 5-6 inches. Kemp slowly across the timeline, going down the left wing. And it looks like Ravenwood and Austin thought they dropped into a zone, but no, they go back to man. Good ball move down the left wing into Thurman. Spin move, goes up softly. And can't get it to go. Chapman rips it out of there for the Raptors. Here come the Raptors across the timeline in black tonight. Red numerals. Gets English, goes up softly. Matt Thurman on the block. Haynesworth and Glover coming back in. Glover's not limping or anything.
No, I think he may have had a back issue, a little back spasm or something or another.
And wait till he gets over.
Oh,
man. Ball's thrown out of bounds. Out of bounds to out of bounds. Turnover. Rap. Jacob McGraw is in for Finley Long. Gordon Bruce back in. Got Bruce, Glover, Steven, Haynesworth, and McGraw for the Rebels. Maroon and white uniforms tonight for the Rebels. Got that late 50s look. Haynesworth backdoor cut to Glover. Pass was a little low, but he saved it. Kicks it back to McGraw.
Can't get it to go. Rebound.
That was going to be called on Gaynor. He was going, what? Yep, he undercut him. Number 5, Rex Gaynor's on the foul. Ball's to be taken out under the basket of the Rebels. In the Beavin. Back to Glover, way out front down the left wing. He's thinking about the three. Does pull the trigger. Can't get it to go. English on the rebound. To Williams. Cross court. The Gaynor's cut.
Wow.
Right at in front of the Franklin Blue Owl Layton.
I didn't see this close in the first quarter. I'm not going to lie to you.
Ravenwood 11, Franklin 10, 24 seconds. Whistle blows. Foul's called. Latif Williams looked down and went, he goes, I'm 23, really? And he called in for kind of blocking.
Patrick Whitlock told me before the game, he says, I hope we can keep this at least interesting for you.
We'll see. And Haynesworth is being asked to take off some kind of bands or something. I don't. Rebels taking it under their own basket. That way out front to Bruce, then right wing, right in front of us on our scoring table here. Glover's got it with 19 seconds. Trailing 11-10, backs it out. Jay Sieber picks him up. Glover backs it back out with 11 seconds. He's going to take it by himself. 7-6. 5-4, double team. Glover gets it inside to Haynesworth.
Oh,
what a beautiful baseline cut, pass, and score.
That hurt, too.
Franklin 12, Ravenwood 11. We're taking 1 minute here on Sports on AM 950. Right now, the Franklin faithful giving a standing ovation to Bobby Langley that had 69 points 60 years ago tonight. 60 years ago tonight, Bobby Langley scored 69 points and no 3-point shots, Garth.
True.
And all I said was, that's impossible. I wasn't kidding either. They said he had 30 in the fourth quarter. I stand corrected. It's 30. Okay. Still, that's 28 more than I scored mine. So never mind. Never mind. That's sad. 12-11 is our score.
And, what happened here?
The officials weren't ready.
They don't obviously know who had the ball first, I guess.
Yeah, they're trying to decide. Ravenwood had the ball first. It's the Rebels' ball. It's Rebels' ball.
Well, they're having some.
Hey, Bobby, congratulations. Good to see you, sir.
Having some discussion about Ashari Haynesworth.
Well, he had those bands on, had the kind of attention bands, and made them take them off. And I don't know if he had a discussion with the referee. But it seems all good. And they give the ball to Ravenwood. And, wow, Rex Gaynor steps back, nails a three. Raptors back in the lead, 14-12.
You know, then the Raptors' leading scorer, Chase Siebert, hasn't scored tonight.
Well, that's a good sign if you're a Raptors fan.
It really is.
The rest of the crowd's stepping up. Craig's had a big night. Gaynor's had a big night. Good ball movement. Here comes Kemp in the paint. Marley back to Glover. Drives, soft floater. Can't get it to go. Williams in his face. Contesting the shot. Gets Siebert across the timeline and passed into Williams. Stolen by Bruce. The ball's on the floor. Here come the Rebels. Hustling. Here comes Glover. Wow, he slices and dices and ties the score at 7 minute mark.
He just kept crossing his dribble over. Oh, Lee, there's another one to Gaynor.
Gaynor says, give me some of that. That was a 3-pointer right in front of the Franklin Luau Hawaiian.
Four threes.
12 points for Gaynor. She's that knuckleball. Oh, nice look.
That's a charge.
And oh, they call blocking. Reed Kemp, beautiful dribble drive. Looks like he's going to dish it off. Decides, no, I take it.
Make just enough head fake to make the defender move and get the block.
Houston Chapman draws a foul for the Raptors. Raywood up 17-14.
Basket. Did it go in? I didn't even see it go in.
Shari Haynesworth checking back in. Luis Sanchez checking out. Haynesworth is quite an imposing figure. Kemp rims it out, missed the three-point play. Because Gaynor's got 12. Good ball movement. Siebert thought about down the left wing. Good backdoor cut. Connor Amos had the backdoor cut down the baseline. Gets his own rebound smartly. Back to Siebert. Can't get it to go. Rebound Williams. Off his foot.
Hang on to it.
They were hustling tonight, playing some good ball.
Oh, yeah, they're playing a better ball game than we've seen them play the last few outings.
Beautiful backdoor cut on the baseline.
It really was.
And it's that 45-degree pass you always talk about to break that 1-3-1 zone. That's they're reading your book, Garth.
Well, that's really the only best way to defeat a 1-3-1.
Kemp takes it in the paint, kicks it to Haynesworth out front, top of the foul circle. Glover, no good.
Wow.
Draws a foul. And Siebert shaking his head to ref court. No. He said, no way. I love it. Looked him right in the eye and said, Mr. Ref, no way.
Well, unfortunately, the ref trumps.
Yeah. Glover makes the first one, tied at 17. Andrews about to check back in. Curry Andrews, your grandson, just checked back in. Who's coming out? That would be Chase Siebert.
Chase.
Leading score, averaging 17 points a game for the Raptors.
He only has one foul.
And Glover makes two out of three. And as Meatloaf said, two out of three ain't bad. Okay, that's a bad song reference. I apologize for that. 6 minutes to go. Franklin 19-17. Connor English, three-pointer. Can't get it to go. Rebound.
It's off Thurman.
Tipped around. They're going to call.
Out on Thurman.
Okay. Raptors get it in under their own basket, trailing by two to 5-5-5 mark. Way out front, Chapman. Cross court back to Gaynor. He's got 12. Connor English back to Gaynor. He's got a shot on the way. Back rim, missed his first one. Here comes Glover. 101 to Thurman. Up strong. Blocking call on Gaynor. Slides across. Thurman gets the basket. Going the line for three.
I'll tell you what, that's about all Gaynor could do, and he tried. He was just a smidgen of being set to get the charge foul. Well, it was a good hustle.
Yeah, he's good hustle. He slid across. You could tell he slid across.
Well, from where he was trying to stop the ball to recover and get over, I mean, that was a great effort. I applaud him for that.
I agree. Thurman to the line.
Thurman, come on now.
Rimmed it out. 21-17 is our score. Rebels up. 5:30 mark to go here at Franklin High School. They just gave a nice recognition to Bobby Langley. 69 points in 1959. 60 years to the date. To move inside.
Put that up.
Gaynor drives. Soft floater. No good. Missed his last two shots. Hit the first four. Missed his last two. Comes Glover down the right timeline. Picked up by Siebert. Fall away jumpers. Good for three.
A kid making up for lost time the other night.
Do yourself a favor. Timeout, Patrick Whitlock. We're going to keep it here. Do yourself a favor. Spend $5. Come watch Franklin play one night and watch Reese Glover. You will walk away going, how did he do that?
Well, I tell you what he does. He takes over a basketball game in a hurry. When he decides that he wants to score, he can score.
From anywhere.
From anywhere. His step back three is phenomenal. His penetration and fadeaway is phenomenal. His just overall effort. One thing I criticized him last year about was how I didn't think his defensive effort was as strong as it should be. And this year, he's put the whole package together. I'm sorry, I wish I could remember where he's committed to, but,
either Southeast Missouri State or something Missouri State.
He's going to have a really phenomenal college career at that level.
It's going to be fun to watch. We've been joining for 4 years now as a Rebel. Rebels up 24-17. Raywood was up at one time 17-16. Rebels have made a mad dash here the last couple minutes. Into English, off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound, fought for. Haynesworth, an opposing figure, out hustles and gets the rebound. Across the timeline is Glover down the left wing. 7-point differential at the 420 mark.
Now they need a stop right here.
Yeah, the Raptors are in dire need of a stop. A quick transition.
Bentley Long getting a lot of playing time tonight. Stormy's back in the game.
Good to see him back. What a great young man. I know he's still not back in basketball shape. Was in injury protocol for a long time. This first game back, and here it is.
Boy, if he scores, the crowd's going to erupt.
Go nuts. Kemp drives.
That was a nice little
soft floater. Kissed it off the glass. 26-17. 3:40 mark to go. Chase Siebert across the timeline. Leading score for the Raptors. Looking for a penetrate.
Great pass.
Al, beautiful. Carlson needs to take that up. One pass too many. But Houston Chapman draws a foul going to the line for two.
You know, with his size, I mean, he's not tall, but he's just got the girth. He should have gone on up with that.
Well, first of all, he's a really good offensive lineman. Chapman makes the first one. Also, an excellent linebacker. With that drink, yeah, go ahead and take it to him. Sterling Craig trying to check in. They said, no, you're too tall. You can't come in. Hayden said it. Reagan Carlson takes one. Looks, he's got poked in the eye. English goes to the line for the second one. Throw it in 26-18. Make it 19.
Good-looking shot.
Yes, sir. Good touch. He's coming out to a nice round of applause from the Ravenwood faithful. Big crowd here tonight, Friday night at Franklin. Next Tuesday night,
Rutterville, here we come.
Going to be at Page. The Rebels and the Patriots. The next Friday night will be at Page. The Dixon County Cougars
good
into Thurman. Reed Kemp is becoming assist manager. No look inside to Thurman on the give and go, and he scores, make it 28-19.
Thurman just sealed the defender off and had an open lane there. Good
Chase
pass
Siebert,
there.
Backdoor cut. Beautiful basket to English. Siebert to English. Siebert hadn't scored, but he's got three assists. Kemp across the timeline to Glover. Thought about the three. He's picked up by Siebert. Doesn't pull the trigger. Out front. Haynesworth give and go to Thurman. Nice position. Sterling Craig on the rebound. Here come the Raptors.
Oh,
Thurman
no.
Back. Gets quickly back. Gets the steal. Here comes Kemp. Got 1-on-1. Up. Oh, Haynesworth. He scores. Boy, when that's 6'5", 225 frame comes at you. At 90 miles an hour, you clear it out and say, look out.
That's a train. That's a
runaway train.
Woo!
What a hustle. 30-21 with 2:20 to go.
Well, you know what was neat about that was Kemp knew he was coming.
Yes, sir. Foul's called. Finley Long.
Finley Long is officially in the book with
Amen.
A foul.
Good for him. Great to have him back. Endured injury protocol October, November, December, and half of January. Rebels will need him for depth also. Gaynor, it's good. Gaynor can shoot it. He gets his feet set. That's five threes he's got tonight. He's got 15.
Just got to get his feet up underneath him.
He gets that, squares his shoulders. That kick is going. Here goes Glover on the drive. Left him open. Nice and nice. Just went through the Raptor defense like it was a hot knife through cold butter. And turnover, Raptors. I think somebody stepped on the inbound line.
Obviously so, but the ref that should have called it wasn't the one that called it.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Can you stay out of position?
I'd call it not paying attention.
Yeah. Sanchez in for the Rebels.
Over,
step back. Can't get that one to go. English on the rebound to Gaynor. Kemp picks his pocket. I mean, pick his pocket and scores. Kemp's got 6 points. All of a sudden, it's getting out of hand at the 92nd mark before halftime. 34-24 goes in. There you go. Beautiful basket that time by Houston Chapman for the Raptors. Pulls in eight. Briska Harris is our guest at halftime. Garth, you get the night off. I get to harass her about her dance moves. We'll explain that at halftime. I'm going to get the dirty look, too, aren't
I? I was going to say, why don't you just ask her about her game plan tonight?
I will do that, too. Turnover Rebel? Oh, I definitely will. We had a lot of fun with that Raptor bunch last night over at Stroud's Barbecue. Lexi Erickson and Jazz Harmon and Ty Lee. And we fed them barbecue and brought home a win tonight. 34-26. Raptors throw it away. Stolen by Jordan Bruce. Come Kemp. To Glover, even in the corner. Glover double move, step back. Good defense by the Raptors. Cut him off at the 36-second mark. Jordan Bruce way out front. Kicks it back. Fall away to guess who? Glover. Can't get that one to go. The whistle blows.
I'm going to be on Sanchez.
Sanchez moving screen inside. Pushing off a position. Thought that was legal, Garth, in my time.
Well, that's the only way you could get the ball.
That's right. I do not argue with that one. One iota. 34-26. Patrick Whitlock kind of a little disgusted. Something happened to him.
He was trying to get a sub in.
And wouldn't let him in. He sat here and wouldn't let him in. 14 seconds. 34-26. Raptors going to take the last shot. Down to 10. 8. Should go. Andrews to the corner. Gaynor drives. 1-3. Shot on the way. Can't get it go. Rebound. Ball 4. And that's going to be the end of half. At the first half, the Rebels 34. The 26 over Ravenwood. Garth has got the totals.
Yeah, I'll do this quick here. For the Ravenwood Raptors, Rex Gaynor with 15, Connor English with 2, Houston Chapman with 4, Sterling Craig with 5. For the Franklin Rebels, led by Reese Glover with 18, Reed Kemp with 6, Matt Thurman with 4, Ashari Haynesworth with 6. 34-26, Franklin Rebels at the half.
Sounds good. Margaret, let's take 1 minute. We're going to take 1 minute and come right back. We have Mariska Harris on the other side. This is sports on AM9. It's halftime here at Franklin. The Rebels have a slight lead, 34-26. Right now, we've got on the Matthews Team Sports Special interview time, Coach Mariska Harris of the victorious Lady Ravenwood Raptors, 41-28. Mariska, how sweet is this victory?
You know, it's big. I mean, just to kind of get back on track, especially after the injuries we kind of encountered the last month, and to kind of just the first night we've had everybody healthy. So anytime you can win a district game on the road, and especially at a place like this at Franklin, a tough atmosphere, it says a lot. You know, the last time we played here at Franklin
You brought that up.
I know.
I didn't.
Completely different feeling, and that's what I told the girls. This time last year in the locker room, it was a completely different feeling than tonight. And so I told the girls to enjoy it. You know, you know, anytime you can win a district game on the road, it's a big win.
Last night at Stroud's Barbecue, your exact words were, "We have practiced and we know the Franklin offense better than the Franklin offense knows their offense."
Well, I said, I hope we do. We've been practicing.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Lexi Erickson, her anticipatory defense tonight, I think I lost count, but I had her at least at 6 steals.
She was unbelievable.
Every time I looked up, I went, 5'2", you got to love this girl.
Right, yeah.
She was backdoor, they were doing backdoor cuts, and she stepped in, got screens, back, and then when they started scoring, she hit back-to-back threes. She had 8 points at the back.
And then a floater, yep.
Oh,
yep.
Tell our listeners, I mean, she's 5'2". She looks like she ought to be, okay, I don't get in trouble, but seriously, she looks like she ought to be about 5th grade.
Well, I'm going to tell you, she's got the biggest heart of anybody on our team. She's tough as nails. I can give her a chewing, and she can take it with the best of them, and I think that says big volumes for how she plays. She plays so hard, and I attribute that to her family and growing up with a bunch of brothers.
Yeah, I'm sure they
did a lot of, who knows, playing in the yard growing up. And
they didn't play. You know, they didn't play fair. You know, they
right,
did.
Right, definitely. So she had to be tough. So, but yeah, she's tough as nails and so coachable. And she is such a great teammate. Like the kids, the girls just gravitate to her.
You could see that.
Yeah, that's why she's our point guard as a sophomore, and she's our captain because she's just so tough. And she didn't come out tonight. I couldn't afford for her to come out. She doesn't want to come out.
I love what you just said. You said she can take a chewing. And after the first quarter, I've got the headset on. I'm listening for the countdown, and I'm hearing somebody being rather vocal. And I kept looking back to my left, see what parent it was. And I kept looking back to my right, and then I realized, I'm sorry, it was you.
Probably so.
What?
Yeah.
You were giving them some very valuable instruction. You might want to tell us what you said.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't hear me from the locker room either at halftime.
That's why I still had the headphones on.
Yes. You got to pick and choose when you do that for sure. You can't do it all the time.
Yeah, you said that last month.
But we needed it. And I think it helped us come out a little more fired up the second half and a little more focused. I thought defensively the whole game we played really well.
Yeah.
Just offensively, we were in a rut the first half. It was ugly on the offensive end. The first half.
Score was at the 336 mark, and it was 1-0. And I said, "No, this is not a soccer game." I can count however they want. It's not a soccer game, I promise. I said, "The dams will open and the floodgates will go. We'll be fine, but they just got to get momentum."
Right.
Well, and right after that halftime, you had a screen set for Lexi right here, and she hit a three pointer. Next time, the other side, a three pointer, then a soft floater. That girl is just amazing. She's fun to watch.
She is. She really is. And she stepped up, the first half. Jazz was having to do too much. And I told them, other girls have got to step up. Mainly Lexi's got to step up to take some of that pressure off of Jazz. We all know how phenomenal she is. She's one of the best players in the state. Offensively and defensively, she's everywhere. She gives constant effort on both ends of the floor. As I said, other girls have got to step up. Jazz is having to do too much, and we're not going to win the game with her having to do this much.
Mary Prestigard played another good ball game. Ava Levine played a really good ball game.
What I'm really, really proud of, though, more than anything, is our post players. Taya, Savannah, and Rachel were everywhere helping defensively, and they were helping early to stop penetration, and then they did a great job blocking out. This is one of our better games of rebounding, not giving up easy putback. We gave up some, and you're going to do that at times, but I thought collectively they all three were just everywhere. everywhere and creating, making it hard for Franklin to get in the paint, get that easy penetration or kick out for threes that, you know, they love to do. So very proud of them, how hard they played, the whole game defensively.
And Ty, you pick up two quick fouls. Savannah comes in, starts scoring. I mean, she's going right in, left in, but okay. And then Rachel Hillman comes in, and I said, you know, she's played a quiet game, but she was doing her job defensively. She fell in the gap. She took care of the time, and I was really pleased with the total team effort. Because Jasmine, the first 4.5 minutes, she looked like she was going to be gassed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was what I was worried about. I said, we can't keep doing this. We're going to, especially with how quick the fouls are being called. So
yeah, okay.
We're going to wear ourselves out.
Garth and I made the comment, and you know what I'm saying, because we won't get you in trouble. I can say this. Garth and I both commented of the inconsistency of the officiating, especially what I call the one chubby. And I don't care if I get in trouble or not. The bottom line was they were out of position, and they were taking both teams out of their rhythm. I mean, you're nodding your head. You're not saying that. I know you're wise. Let me be the one getting in trouble.
I don't have enough money to get fined.
No, I don't either.
Not on my teacher's salary.
I don't either. But we did comment, but I think they did have a talk and they did get better.
Yeah.
So that's good. All right, who's next on the schedule for you?
We play Dixon at Dixon on Tuesday.
Oh, boy. Don't you love driving away?
Got beat by almost 20 by Brentwood tonight.
Really?
So they played at Brentwood at home. So
I think Brentwood was in a bad mood after what happened to them last Tuesday night.
Yeah, so like I said, this district is tough. Anybody can beat anybody. I really believe it. You know, I think that's what prepares our district for when we go to the other side.
Right.
It's how tough our district is, and it's a battle. Like, I mean, you saw last year, you know, it's the first place teams can get upset at any point in time.
Exactly.
Because you're first place doesn't mean you're going to go to region, and it's all about putting the pieces together at the right time.
Nobody's immune in this league. There's no doubt about it. Well, at Dixon County, by the way, we're going to do something that we haven't done at WAKM. It won't be your game, but at the end of the year, we're going to be doing Dixon County, Franklin, at Dixon County. One, because the district tournament's there, which is the next week. And so we're kind of getting the lay of the land, show them what we need to set up, show them where we're going to be sitting, blah, 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 because we want to make a smooth transition also. So, but we'll have district games over there, so we'll let you know down the line. So
you're getting a lot of gas mileage in.
I told Miss Lynn to the radio station, I don't know how many trips I'm going to make, but it's 100 miles round trip. And it's 50 cents a mile, so I said, I'm actually going to make some money doing this now, so it'll be good. Congratulations on the big win tonight.
You.
I'm real proud of the effort. I know last night we had a lot of fun with you at Stroud's. Did you pull any dance moves in there tonight after that big win?
I actually didn't tonight. You know,
you're saving it?
They let me out. They
forgot.
I let me slide out without bringing it up.
They forgot because I didn't remind
them. That's right. Maybe I can save it, you know, for another big win down the road. That'd be nice.
I think my new name should be the irritant. Briscoe Harris, always good to have you. Beautiful family last night, husband Chris and babies. Run them down the aisle. We had the best time at Stroud's. It was family time at Stroud's.
It was. You probably definitely heard them, that's for sure.
That made it all the more and the merrier.
Yes.
Great job.
Congratulations
on the big win. Okay, we've got a minute to go before halftime. Right now the Rebels are up 34-26 over Ravenwood. Garth Boland enjoyed his night off. Coach Briscoe Harris, great job on the Matthews team sport interview at halftime. And Garth, she mentioned Lexi. I was complimenting Lexi Erickson, and she said she can take a chewing and really come back. And I said, thinking of that. At the end of the first quarter, I kept looking for that one person that was being rather vociferous, and I realized it was you. And she started laughing. She said, oh, yeah. She said, you should have heard me at halftime. I said, oh, dear Lord. But she said, you know, we pick our spots where we're going to really get on them and really get after them. But she said they responded tonight.
Oh, they most definitely did. I mean, that was a critical, you know, time there. And she elected to use that time to just fill it like it is. And
it paid off in a big, big win.
It did. And I'm going to tell you, those girls, that's not the first time they've had that done to them either.
No, won't be the last either. Here come the Rebels up 34-26, third quarter action. Rebels going from right to left. Matt Thurman on the give-and-go reverse. Hook inside, little Kareem Abdul-Jabbar move.
Nice.
Up 10.
Unexpected by a lot of us.
Yes, beautiful move. Inside to Craig, goes up.
Oh,
went
on.
In, fit it back out. Good position by Matt Thurman on defense, though. Raptors going from left to right. They're in black tonight. Red numerals, gold trim. Reagan Carlson's got a sorry Hainsworth. They played against each other in football. That's a good mono-a-mono matchup. Glover's out front. He drives in. Saw floater. God, Reese Glover makes the tough shots look easy.
He does.
Golly. Guys, come watch Reese Glover play.
He's smooth. He's just smooth. He
uncharacteristically great ball player. Craig on the turnaround jump, sky hook like Magic Johnson, but he didn't convert like Magic Johnson. Foul's calling Reagan Carlson from the back, and he looks at the official like, no. Nope.
One thing about it, he's looking at him like, well, how else am I going to get around him?
That's on the first one of the second half. 38-26, Rebels up. As a reminder, Tuesday night, the Rebels would have the same Rebels. We're going to Rutherville to have the Page Patriots. Looking forward to that. Ron Brock and Larry No, coaches at Page. Glover set back. Can't get that one to go. Gainer on the rebound. Here come the Raptors across the timeline. Good pass to Craig.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And double dribble. He's had three looks in the basket and has not converted.
And executed any of them.
Uh-oh. Here comes Kemp across the timeline. Up 12, 6 minutes, 6:30 to go. Third quarter action here at Franklin High School. Big crowd tonight. Quite of the dreary weather outside. Thurman drives to Hainsworth. Nice dish. Great
nice
touch. Beautiful touch. Hainsworth's got eight. Transfer from Centennial.
Man, he's a big boy.
He sure is.
Goodness gracious.
Glad you have to buy groceries for that young man.
Yeah, somebody's going to gamble on that young man in football, and they're going to get a really good prospect.
Yep, Gainer has got 18. Gainer's got six threes. He's missed two short two-point shots, but he's made six threes.
I believe there's your answer that's coming back.
Yep.
Not going to be the big guy.
Kemp across the timeline. Kemp slowly down the right wing, waiting for the play to develop into Hainsworth. Man, he just lowered his shoulder, went over Reagan Carlson and scores 42-29. Hainsworth plays a great tight end. He made a one-headed catch for Centennial back in the fall against Independence. Prettiest catch I think I've ever seen a high school kid make.
You know, and he only played 1 year.
Yep, and that's four times into Craig. He got caught for walking. That's two turnovers and two misses.
And now they're walking back, and here comes Franklin.
Quickly, Thurman off the glass, draws a foul.
And Craig gets a foul.
Patrick Whitlock staring into space.
Well, I mean, I think it probably reminds him of the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Boy, they're having a tough year.
You sure are. They are. They're, man.
That's rough.
What a difference Darius Garland made for them. Stay on that line, Matt Thurman.
Rough. R-U-double-F, as Julian would say. Houston Chapman checking in for Sterling Craig. Patrick Whitlock kind of shaking his head, rubbing sweat off that forehead. Shout out to his parents in Memphis. I hope they're listening tonight. Got folks listening all over the country. Matt Thurman nails it. 43-29. This game's getting out of hand. That's 14-point differential. It was 8 at halftime. That's up to 14. Inside, kick back out. Carlson for three. Bottom. Beautiful shot. Reagan Carlson. Timeout. Patrick Whitlock. He's going to give his truthful talking to. And we're going to take 30 seconds here on AM 950. What are you seeing out of the Rebels' second half action here, Garth?
Just pure hustle. Pure out-hustling. The fact that five times taking the ball, Ravenwood tries to put the round peg in the square hole or the square peg in the round hole. I don't care which way you look at it. It's ugly.
By the way, I was wrong. Dr. Lawrence Whitlock was here tonight. He gave me his card. I just realized that's whose card it was. It's Patrick Whitlock's dad from Memphis, Tennessee.
There's a push.
Hainsworth called for that one. Should be his.
That's Carl
Carlson.
Yeah.
That's his third. Team third. Second on Carlson.
They've got the fouls up there now. You see that?
Yeah.
They've added that feature.
They have. They're learning to work that big board. Rebels get it in. No, nice floater by Glover. Can't buy it. Here comes Gainer. Slowly.
Oh, soft. Nice dribble.
Golly bomb. Nice shot off the corner.
And
can't get the rebound. Nice rebound that time. Tapping on the rebound. Showing some hustle getting down the floor.
That was on Reed Kemp, his first.
43-34 going to the line. Chapman.
Oh, barely got rim.
Finley Long's on the floor tonight for Rebels. Seeing him out of injury protocol for the first time this year. Great to have him back. Glover goes down the right wing, backs it out. Reagan Carlson's going to try to guard him. Got size on him. He's got speed. Glover says, watch this. Wow. Kemp on the rebound. Pulls it out. Stolen. Here comes Chase Siebert. Hainsworth picks his pocket. Here comes the Rebels. Thurman, 2-on-1. They're going to call him for charging. Oh, they call blocking on Gainer. Boy, Gainer didn't like the call. I kind of thought he had position. That's three on Gainer. He's got 18 points. To the line is Thurman. Good.
Thurman has eight.
Remind me to tell you something into third quarter about that huddle scenario at Brentwood other night. Thurman makes the second one. Connor Beavins checking in for him. Senior coming in for the sophomore. Had a good visit there and joined for the ball game. Interesting facts.
Oh, yes.
Siebert scores. Is that his first bucket or second?
That is actually his first bucket. You're exactly right.
what I was thinking. Lead score, 17. He's got two. Shot from the corner, pulled it back out. Finley Long to Haynesworth. Inside to Glover on the inside gift. Off floater. Blocked. Chase Siebert knocked it out of bounds with authority. They were within nine, 3:36 mark, third quarter. Rebels take it out of their own under their own basket. He tried to save succinctly. Glover out front. Inside, Haynesworth, tipped away, stolen by Gaynor. Here come the Raptors, Siebert down the left wing.
Whoa.
Almost threw it away. Then moved to Chapman, can't get it to go. Good defense by Finley Long. Here comes Kemp across the timeline. Had a coming out party the other night against Brentwood. Glover in softly, left hand, scores! And draws and timeout.
Woo.
Rebels, let's keep it here, guys. 47-36, Franklin, 3:06 to go. I won't say they're having their way, but every time Braywood comes back, Franklin has a big basket.
Yeah, they answer. I mean, just when they get that momentum, Franklin puts a dagger right back in it. You're exactly right. I mean, we talked about the matchups in the first game.
Right.
This game right here is complete opposite to matchups.
Right. Right. Break it down if you can.
Well,
just a couple.
You've got the best player in the district with Reese Glover. When he's on, he's on. Tonight, he's having a pretty doggone good game. With Ravenwood, you got Matt Thurman and Shari Haynesworth.
Right.
Ravenwood has no one that can match up to those two young
men. True.
So you take those two, you take Reese Glover. Even on Chase Siebert's best night, he can't score with Reese Glover. So you got the two best scorers from both teams, and automatically Reese Glover is going to win that match there. So then you take the two big guys, throw in there. That's a hard task for anybody to beat.
Yep, that's not a good matchup.
And I'll tell you how Centennial was able to beat them is because they were just more athletic.
Right.
That's all it boils down to. And Ravenwood is nowhere near athletic as Franklin.
Well, Centennial comes at you, though, like relentless. They just keep coming at you, keep coming at you. Because they got athletes. Good inside pass. Beautiful inside look. Trevor Andrews on the assist. Nice basket inside to Chapman. Andrews on the assist. Nice job. Good no-look pass. Left-handed.
Glover's not in the game right now. So right here, Ravenwood needs to make a really good run.
Finley Long down the left wing to Thurman. Spin move. Soft floater. Abdul-Jabbar move. Had the look. Couldn't get the conversion. Here comes Gaynor across the timeline. Pocket pick.
They got him.
And foul is called on.
Yep, I believe. That's his second.
Called on Kemp, is
yes.
Right. He's smiling. He's just smiling. Almost made a great move. 47-38, our score. 2:10 left.
He just about had it.
Wigan Carlson goes up, kicks it back out to English. Can't get it to go. Whistle blows. Who gets the ball?
Oh, it should be. It should be going to Ravenwood. That was off Franklin.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Patrick
Whitlock
said
that away.
He said the same thing.
Yeah.
He had a look of disgust.
It went off Finley Long.
Yeah. Patrick's got a look of disgust. He's not a happy camper. And that official is, that's been his MO all night. Floater, Kemp, in and out. Rebound, Thurman. Beautiful.
Thurman, though.
What hustle. Matt Thurman, the sophomore, in the paint. Guys over three Ravenwood defenders. And get the conversion.
Plays like that will make a coach lose a lot of sleep.
Yes, sir. Crossing down the right wing. Saw floater. Back rim. No good. Rebound. Connor Beavin. Here comes Kemp across the timeline. Haynesworth checking back in for the Rebels. Also Gaynor. Good inside look to Thurman. Can't get it to go. Good position that time by Chapman. Sieber's been quiet tonight. Need to get him in the ball game.
Good move. That's,
timing's good. He's got four. Ravenwood's in four. It's 1:10 mark.
Then nine, you mean.
But nine, excuse me. Not bad. Thank you. Kemp about to come back in for the Rebels. 56 seconds.
They made a nice little run here. You know, Stormy?
They have.
Got to admire the effort. They're playing hard.
They are. Here comes Kemp on the drive.
Oh.
Whistle was a little quick, don't you think?
Sure was.
I mean, way quick.
I'm not sure where that came from. Is number four in the game?
Number four is in the game, Daniel Niter. Yeah, he's called for the
I'll tell you another factor, Stormy. The experience of Franklin is second to none for Ravenwood. You know, I mean, Ravenwood has no experience, really, other than Chase Siebert.
Well, because they had 11 seniors last year, and these kids did get a lot of playing time. I mean, it's just the way it drew out. 40 seconds, Reese Glover down the right wing, 49-40. He drives in, stops at the foul line, kicks it back out. Glover down the left wing, inside to Haynesworth. Haynesworth, threw it out of bounds. Ray threw it to a Ravenwood player. Here comes Gaynor. Quickly, Siebert open. Missed it.
But a good pass.
Yeah, good pass. Connor English on the stick back. Patrick Whitlock imploring his Raptors, slapping the floor 13 seconds.
They got it within seven.
They have. They made a good comeback. Glover going to take it himself at six.
This will be all Glover right here.
All Glover, four. three, and he shoots it from 40 feet. Missed it. Rebound.
Oh.
Rebound. McGraw. Jacob McGraw.
Come out of nowhere and got the rebound.
Comes off the left wing and drills it as time expires into the third quarter. Franklin, 51. The Raptors, 42. Kind of niched a great comeback there for Ravenwood. Margaret, we're going to just keep it right here.
You know, Stormy, it's hard. You know, I know we sound like we're pulling for a particular team sometimes, but you just want to see a good game. And, you know, you want to see the game to be so competitive and the teams keep fighting. And when it's close like that, both teams do fight. You know, they keep fighting. And, man, I tell you what, Ravenwood was making. And they had Glover, defended Glover greatly there. And here comes Jacob McGraw out of the corner and gets the offensive rebound.
It's amazing the hustle McGraw used that time. It was just really, really, really.
Well, he did a full sprint to get that weak side rebound. And when a ball shot as far out as Reese shot that ball, you never know where it's going to go.
Fourth quarter action starting right here at Franklin High School. A reminder, we'll be in Rutherville next Tuesday night and Friday night. Patriots taking on these Rebels. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Haynesworth, nice. Good defense that time. Haynesworth gets the turnover for the Rebels. There they come across the timeline. He's got 2 points on that putback. Jacob McGraw, good hustle. Pretty good football player, too, Cross. Glover thought about the three. Jordan Bruce has been quiet tonight.
He hasn't scored.
That's really quiet. Ware, he's in that right corner. 3-point balloon hadn't been moved much tonight. Hey, there has a shot from the corner. And just as I said that, they nail a three.
Yep.
And Jacob McGraw, unlikely candidate.
Well, you saw him last year in the JV games. He hit all those threes.
He sure did. Gaynor inside ball. Beautiful pass. Nice inside move. Chapman on the give and go.
Tell you what, I might make an adjustment in my starting lineup with what Chapman's done.
He's really playing hard. Glover goes in good position, left-handed. Man,
there's Haynesworth.
Haynesworth cleans up the mess. Right place, right time. The big man comes in and gets the basket. Chapman's foul. That's his second. That's 6 on the Raptors. 12-point differential. Again, to get him within 7, all of a sudden it's back 12. Maybe it's 13 if Haynesworth hits it. He missed it.
Couldn't see for the ref.
Yeah. They have been kind of in a way tonight, haven't they?
Yes, that one especially.
Yeah, he stands right in front of us like, we'll just guess what we're doing. Good ball movement out front. Gaynor's picked up by Haynesworth. That's a mismatch. Siebert.
Find your spot.
Comes in. Good baseline.
That's not
cut.
It.
Good baseline pass. Knocked out of bounds.
You notice how some offensive players sometimes settle instead of moving, continually move to find the spot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Find your spot. They're just standing there instead of finding that open, you know, that open area.
Good ball movement out front. The Gaynor thought about the three and a foul called, and somebody's called for moving screen, and that would be on Chase Seifert. He didn't like the call.
Chapman.
That's 3 on Chapman. And the discussion to our right at the Ravenwood bench is not a pleasant one.
No, they don't like the refs, that's for sure.
Yeah, the refs, best term I can describe them, like they've been inconsistent.
Well, they showed up early in the girls' game, and now they're showing up late in the boys' game.
Yep. Haynesworth.
Oh, what a seal.
Haynesworth, great position. Boxed out and scores. 58-44. Raptors within 7, now it's back to 14. Didn't take but a second. And Gaynor. God bless him. He's got 21. He's at 7-3 tonight. He's got 21 for the Raptors. Get that man some ball screen. 58-47. 6 minutes to go. Inside
goal.
And here comes Gaynor hustling.
Take it at him. Don't go away from the rim. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Step back 3. He's got 24. Timeout. Raptors, they get it within 8. We're going to take 30 seconds. We need 30 seconds, Margaret. This is sports. My name 950.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. Don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
5 minutes, 48 seconds to go in this contest. Rebels up at one to as many as 14-16. Then the Raptors come charging back. 58-50 is our score. Ravenwood has 7 fouls. The next foul on the Raptors will put the Rebels in the bonus in 1-1. Only 2 fouls committed by Franklin. We're in the 5:30 mark. We'll have these Rebels Tuesday night at Page on the air right at 6 o'clock. Y'all tune in. It'll be a good girls' game, no doubt. Glover from three. 28-footer. Step back. Kid just has hang time. He just suspended in animation.
Every game he does something offensively that you're just totally surprised that he's able to do.
I know Thurman on the steal. Here come the Rebels again. It's good to see Finley Long back in the ball game. Glover's way out.
He's
thought about it.
That's offensive. Well, that's got to be offensive.
Yeah, they call him for pushing off. Chase Siepert had good position, but Glover extended that left arm. You can't extend that left arm. You can't do that. In a clearing out move, I guess that's the best way to describe it.
I agree with that call.
Yep, 61-50, 450. And Glover gets the seal, kicks it out of bounds. Nice hustle.
Well, you know he's back there. You got to pay attention to that. I mean, come on.
He comes running from behind. He doesn't guard you up front. He comes from the back door, which just drives me. If I was a point guard, it would drive me insane. I've never seen anybody do that until I saw him do it. Raptors moving it out front, cross court.
No.
And it's blocked.
Finley Long with the block.
Finley Long on the block. Gaynor was going for his 27th point. Had that one tough. Inbounds under the basket of the Raptors. Chapman out front to Carlson. Gaynor's had a good ball game tonight, balls. And he dribbles off his left foot, goes out of bounds. 11-point differential at the 4:30 mark. Big crowd here tonight, as we said. Have some fun. Come out to Rutherville Tuesday night. See Paige and Franklin Rebels. Yes. Gaynor's got
another. Give it up.
Oh,
man.
He's got Carlson going down to the left. He's wide open and no fouls. Call Patrick Whitlock is listening. He doesn't like these officials either.
No.
Raptors get the ball inbounds.
Get the ball in.
Woo. Took forever. Ball's kicked around. Pinball Wizard. Here comes Kemp on the steal.
Shoot it, Finley.
Finley Long kicks it back to Kemp. 4 minute mark. 61-50. Kemp backs it out down the left right wing. Oh, good move. Blows by the defender. They're smart. They're spreading it out. They're going to run some clock. They go four corner. That's the 3 minute, 350 mark. And Thurman's double team. Fouls. Whistle blows. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Rebels maintain control. Timeout on the floor. Coach Darren Joen. It's a full. We're going to take 1 minute, Margaret. 1 minute. This is Sports here on AM 950. 46 seconds left. Fourth quarter action. Rebels up 61-50. They were up 51-42 at the end of three. Up 34-26 at the end.
Okay, short.
That's
a foul on Haynesworth. He went over the back.
Yep. Shot out, missed. Rebound Kemp. And
they're going to call that.
They're going to call Trevor Andrews on kind of a body block he put on Kemp. That's his first.
That's so disheartening. You know, when you know one thing occurs and then another, you know, you get called for something else. The players, that deflate players. You look at Ravenwood faces and heads, they're just down. You know, like, what do we got to do?
Yep. Kemp at the line. Good. 62-50, 337.
He has seven, Stormy.
A big night of the night.
He did.
Coming out party at Brentwood. Second one on the way.
Come on, real?
Good. Yeah, he's about as wide as a woolly mammoth, and he gets right in front of his
turn.
I don't think you'd hear Reagan Carlson goes up, and fouls called on the Rebels. They're going to call that on Finley Long.
Yes,
it is. Finley Long putting a little smack down on him. Rebels, Raptors take it out under their own basket, out front to Chapman.
Step in.
He's not comfortable shooting from there. Back it out to Gaynor. Open.
Nope.
Back rim. Andrews.
Oh, wow.
Carlson on the bank is open. And Franklin at the 3 minute mark. Got him within nine. They're still in this ball game. The Raptors won't go quietly in the night. Reed Glover backs it way out.
Uh-oh.
Step back, fall away. Missed that one. And here come the Raptors. Hey, Siepert. Oh, man. Good play.
That's off his foot. That was a kick. Oh, well.
Wow, they had doubles. They had 2-on-1, couldn't convert.
You know one thing that makes Franklin so dangerous is Reed Kemp's ability to run this offense where Reese Glover can get up and come off of a screen for a shot. And Reese Glover's back is hurt.
Yep.
He is hurt.
Well, we've got 11-point differential, 63-52, 2:48 to go. I think folks have enjoyed their ball game tonight. Lady Raptors have had a big win tonight. Enjoyed having Mariska Harris. Always enjoy talking to Mariska. What a great lady.
Very good coach. That'd be another coach. You know, I asked Harry Goodwin why she didn't get into coaching college ball, because certainly she's got the talent to be able to do it. Mariska Harris has that same ability. I would love to know why she didn't get into college coaching. And I bet you her answer would be the same thing Carrie's was. In order to have a family,
can't
do it. And that was Carrie's answer.
She's a pretty little wife. For a little mother, and she's doing a great job. I told her today she's a difference maker. She's molding young girls into young women. And those young women are blossoming. Big win tonight for Lady Raff. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left. The Rebels commanding 30-63-52. Glover inside to Haynesworth and giving a go. And a little high on the pass. Haynesworth wanted it. Baseline backdoor cut. Haynesworth.
I believe we're going to see a slit here tonight.
Yeah, we are. Russell Raptors score quickly. Oh, good man.
Oh,
wow. Seifert on the no-look pass.
Franklin's letting off the gas here a little bit.
All of a sudden, they got it within nine. The two-minute mark. Ray was not going away. Ball's
another
loose on
steal.
The board. Another steal. Got a chance to get it within seven.
And he
tipped out of bounds by Thurman.
Totally out of control.
Franklin Faithful is honoring Bobby Langley tonight. 60 years since his 69-point ball game. That's right, 69. Reagan Carlson,
ooh,
in and out. Man, it went. Oh, that's a backbreaker. Foul on Gaynor. That should be his four.
Well, that's actually a good foul.
That is his fourth.
Well, they've improved on that aspect. Now they need to show how many timeouts. Not up there anywhere.
I don't see it. You're right. Shot is good. Foul line. That's Reese Glover. How many has he got tonight?
26.
It'd be nice if they had those point totals also.
Yeah.
We missed those.
They showed them at halftime earlier.
Connor Bevin checks in for Ashari Haynesworth. He's had a big night. Within 10. Still 10. Thurman on the rebound. That's a backbreaker for Ravenwood. Foul. Whistle blows. Is it a jump ball or a foul? Foul's going to call on Seifert. He's had a quiet night.
Very much so. And for Ravenwood to be competitive night in and night out, Seifert has, you know, he's got to be able at the top there.
Got to get his average. Got to have well a double digit. Thurman, good. Back to 11-point differential at a buck 44 left.
Thurman's got 12 tonight.
Quiet 12.
It is. You're exactly right.
A lot of nice backdoor cuts and good rebounds. But he's got 13. 13 of 66, up 12.
A steal. Ooh.
Almost a steal. And the Ravenwood faithful yelling, let's play football. Always nice shot. Gaynor's got 27. That dog, that little kid. He's
that
made
every
three but one, and that was blocked. He's missed two-point shots. He's hit nine threes tonight. Wow. Taking 10, made nine.
For me, he would certainly beat us in horse. But I promise you, our shots would have more rotation.
Yeah, mine's been like a sandwich, like a Titleist coming off of a sandwich.
Pro V1?
Pro V1X.
What's the X stand for?
I don't have any idea. Exceptional?
Yeah, I'm going to reserve what I was getting ready to say about that.
Bring your money, Garth. Bring your money anytime from the golf course.
Sitting in a golf cart eating me a Snickers.
Watching the little man work. Buck 34 left in this contest. 66-57. The Raptors are hanging tough. They put in some speed. Got Williams in the lineup. Nida's in the lineup.
You know, my golf game has had to take a seat back to my farming operation. So,
well, you make money farming. You lose money playing golf. Look at that backdoor cut. Jordan Bruce. They break the press in 3 seconds.
Jordan Bruce gets his first bucket of the game.
He's been quiet all night. 68-57 with 120 to go. Nida gets the sleeper for three. He's only got two tonight. Gets his own rebound. Shoots again. Missed it. All right, here's give and go to Glover. He steps back for three, and he nails it. He is fouled in the process. They don't call it, and Darren Jones is just laughing. He's got 29 tonight. 71-57. Stolen again. Here comes Glover again. He's going to get his average up. He'll give it to Haynesworth. He's going to dunk it, and he missed the dunk. He took one step too many, and his mama didn't like the call. Amanda didn't like the call. See her across the way. 71-57, 45 seconds. I'd say this one's in the books, Garth, all but the final score. Tell us your thoughts about our Tuesday night contest. We got the Rebels going to take on the Page Patriots.
Well, we're going to see the best girls action in the district for sure. As far as in the Page Patriots, the boys game, we know we're going to get a really physical effort out of Page. I believe we were here last year and Page defeated Franklin.
They did beat a man at Rutterville.
At Rutterville? Okay, I couldn't remember. I remember we called their game here last year.
They beat them 66-50. Margaret, we can hear y'all talking on the air. We're still on the air. 45 seconds left. 71-54-57. Here come the Raptors trying to get closer. Carlson goes up and he draws the foul. 38 seconds.
Sanchez is second.
Going the lines, Reagan Carlson. And the bucket. No good. Free throw shooting.
Got some new faces out there right now, Stormy, for Franklin.
We do. Carlson for the second one. Did everything but go in.
Number 35, Mace Jones with the rebound for Franklin.
Played on the JV squad earlier today. Here comes the ball. David, thank you for not hitting our equipment. Cross timeline is 34. Do we have his number?
34 is Adeem Smiley.
Smiley, yeah. Sanchez down the left wing.
24 is Austin Wednicki in the ballgame.
McGraw's got it. Inside, kicks it back out. 11 seconds. They're smartly going to hold the ball.
Don't foul.
And Raywood fouls, but they don't call it. Sanchez gets the ball back out to McGraw, and that's going to tick out the clock. 71-57 is the final score. 71-57. The Raptors kept it close. Garth, they kept fighting back. You got to give them credit. They played hard tonight.
They battled as hard as they could. Yeah, as hard as they can go.
But sometimes you just don't have enough ammunition. But they played hard. I love seeing the effort. Give us the scoring totals.
Sure will. For Ravenwood, Raptors led tonight by Rex Gaynor, a career night with 27. Chase Siebert with 4, Connor English with 4, Reagan Carlson with 5, Chapman with 12, Sterling Craig with 5, Ravenwood Raptors finished with 57 points. The Franklin Rebels led tonight by, guess who? Reese Glover.
Wow.
With 29 points.
Wow.
Reed Kemp with 8, Jordan Bruce with 2, Jacob McGraw with 5, Matt Thurman with a big night for him, 13, Ashari Hainsworth ends game with 14, 71 points for the Rebels, 71-57 final. Your Franklin Rebels victorious.
If you had to pick a player on the Rebels other than Glover, who would have been your player of the game?
Player of the game tonight?
Other than Glover.
It would have to be Shari Hainsworth.
Okay.
Tonight. I really liked his physicality tonight. He really showed it, especially how he was sealing the defender off tonight.
I agree, yeah. Well, great, had great position, and once he got his body in the right position going to the basket, nobody
in Williamson County in this district can stop him when he gets
No, I'm just not, doesn't have the size or speed to do it. And hats off tonight. The Gaynor kid, 27 points, all threes.
Yes.
9 threes.
And he was hot. I mean, he was hot.
He took 10 threes, had 1 block, but he made 9 of them.
Right. Finley Long blocked one over the corner. He missed one. I do remember a missed one off the rim, barely off. But what an effort on his behalf tonight. I mean, he played with confidence. Unfortunately, he just didn't have any support.
Didn't have enough. All right, our final scores tonight. The Lady Raptors in a big win. Mariska Harris and her Lady Raptors on a great win tonight. 41-28. And sure enjoyed having them last night at Coach's Corner at Stroud's Barbecue. And the Raptors took it on the chin in the boys' game, 71-57. As a reminder, let's give you the schedule for next week. Tuesday night, again, Franklin will take on Page. At Page, we will be there in Rutterville. Our first time to broadcast a basketball game ever out there, at least since I've been doing it. I've been doing it since 2004. So I say that it's been a while. Thursday night, Coach's Corner, Stroud's Barbecue, Coach John Wild of the Franklin Lady Rebels. And I know Franklin plays when they do. They play Tuesday night. They lost to Raywood tonight. They play Payne Tuesday night, which is going to be a tough matchup.
Tough battle.
And then we get him Thursday night. We're going to feed him some banana pudding and get him smile. And then Friday night, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to be back at Page, and we're going to usually do a Williamson County team, but the best matchup is Dixon County. Dixon County coming to town. We want to see the Lady Patriots and the Lady Cougars go at it. And I think the Guy Cougars and the Guy Patriots will make an evening match. It could be a good ball game. So we'll be back at Page Friday night. So, Garth, any parting shots on your last thoughts here?
I don't have a lot. I hate to see the Lady Rebels after the effort that they gave the other night come out sort of flat the way they did tonight. It's going to be a tough season, the remainder of the season for them. But the Franklin Rebel boys, they're for real. They are undoubtedly for real and could make a good run in the state.
Well, that's what we're anticipating.
And I'm gonna make a prediction, Tommy, before we go off air. Look for Centennial and Franklin Rebels to both make a challenge into the sub-state.
I like
that's
that.
My prediction.
Well, Franklin's leading. They're 10-1. Brentwood is 9-2. Centennial, we don't have their final scores, but we do know Franklin Rebels are leading the pack in the boys' action and in the girls' action. Page is coming in tonight was 10-1. Dixon County lost tonight, so I think they are 9-2. Brentwood won tonight. That'll make them 8-3. And the Lady Raptors got their record up to 6-4. Josh, great job tonight. Appreciate you being there, Miss Margaret. Appreciate you being on the board back in Studio A for Miss Margaret and Garth Bowling, Miss Stormy Mitchell. And good night, everybody. Good night, and God bless.